I mean, my thought was that I'd picked up an infection. But I was admitted to the Radcliffe in Oxford rather urgently, and they did all the usual things. They put me on a drip and gave me lots and lots of insulin and what have you.
You were in a coma, were you?
I was in pre-coma. I can actually remember arriving at the Radcliffe, but I can't actually remember getting to the ward. My wife tells me that I was very, very drowsy indeed by then, but as I say, I have no recollection of that at all. I was only in there about 5, 6 days. They never discovered what had produced that sudden instability. They never found any evidence of infection. They got all high-powered and took the ampoule of insulin that I'd been using and sent it off to see if by any chance there was something amiss with the insulin, but there wasn't. And certainly I hadn't omitted a dose of insulin. Neither my wife nor I had any suspicion that that had happened. So goodness only knows how all that occurred. I just don't know. Anyway, they restabilized me and all was okay. They suggested that I changed on to human insulin, and that I did. I didn't actually find personally that there was any enormous benefit from that change. There was one enormous disadvantage, and that was I lost any forewarning of going hypoglycemic. I lost all the funny business of getting my lips and tongue tingling, and that was a plague. But I had in fact developed a cataracts. Whether these were diabetic cataracts or not, I don't know. But it is certainly true that my brother and sister, neither of whom are diabetics, have also developed cataracts at about the same age. So maybe they are or maybe they're not diabetic. Anyway, I had the cataracts extracted in Reading as a day case and under local anaesthetic, and it's quite an interesting experience.